Today's daf in Masechet Sotah brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Gimel, and we are holding on Mem Beit Amud Beit at the final line. So the Kohen continues to say, "Ve'atem mi'atem king," but you're different because Hashem is mitalech bekerav machanecha. So the kokach lomar, when we say such a sense of Hashem bekerav macha. Is Aleichim Achem? You could just say that is the he's with you. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is backing you. But the point of view is not that he's backing you. He's actually walking. How's that Shaykh say he's actually along with you? Because Hashem v'chol chinuyav aramdim ba'aron that is going out to the war. So this is the Arayin that is Kalel. The Luchais, it's a big question we've discussed many times, whether it's the Luchot before the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the way Tosfos explains in the end, the contradictions between the Sugyas, is that the original, the Shivrei Luchos in the end, when they were machnis into the Beis Kodesh HaKodashim of the bias of Shlomo, so then they integrated those two Aronot. And really, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash after the wars had defeated all of their oivim. So at that point, they integrated the two Aronot and the Luchos, the Shivrei Luchos, Umir. It's the same thing. As a matter of fact, if you are in the war, and you've already started fighting, and your brother's in the war, your brother's killed, and he doesn't have any children, you're immediately chozer, because at that point you become Mia Yisha Sher Es Isha
on the front lines.
On the front lines. So that's very back up the Ibn Ezra Sfora. That you're just
saving killed. Private Rabinovich.
Was killed in the war. Right? You have to leave the war to take care of the woman. So Afilu Shemet Shama Shemet Achiv Bamilchaman, he's already there, he's chozer. And he's Balo. Now, call Elu, this next word, Elu, doesn't make sense. Call Elu Shamin Divrei Kohen, at that point, from the Marchei Milchama, before they get to fighting, the Chozrin, and what do they do when they're Chozrin? They take care of the Handatsa, some Sapkim, Mayim, Besanon, they're Metaknim et Hadrachim, so they do whatever is necessary in the background, they run the trains, drive the trucks, build the roads, whatever is necessary to support the war effort. But there are those who bichlal don't go back at all, you know. Sorry, I skipped the next piece of it. I'm sorry. The following do not go back because the things that they're involved in are not really chashuv. So as somebody who's bone only a beit shar, an achsad, or a merpeset, he's got a little gateway that the entrance to his chatzar is by. So he builds a porch, or he builds a, you know, a. And Asadra is really a play like in Batay Ungarn, where you have different, like over here in the Zilberman, you know, in the Rova Center. So the area in front has these different houses that are coming off. Well, actually, the Mamalti Dati is a classic Asadra. Each one of those rooms was a different home.
And where it's open. Where Bnei Akiva meets?
Yeah. So that's an Asadra. Merpeset, we call them Merpeset, open Merpeset. Notea. Arba'i l'nei ma'achal, and if he was no teah, but it was only four trees. Or for that matter, even if it's five trees, but it's pine trees, you know. Or he's remarrying. Remarrying is definitely not exciting, you know. So it's ma'zir grushato. I mean, you know, fratzveit zivug is good for them. Except that way, right? That's likuchim michadashim. And she was mitchadeshet. Now, manal kohen gadol, with his sister involved, grush v'chalutzel kohen hediyet, mamzer to nitan l'Israel, bat Yisrael mamzer to latin. So that's a lakach means that it's a isha that's ru'yalo. And therefore, lo yachazer, Rabbi Yehuda omer, af ha'boneh bayit al mechono, let's say you own a house in Borough Park. So over there you have to tear down the house every few years because the neighbor built a nicer house. It's a constant competition. So you're rebuilding that house on the same place where the old house was, you know. So that's not very exciting either. So lo
haya chozer. Rashi says with no added chidush to the house.
What's that?
Rashi says with no added chidush to the house.
But yeah, then of course it's a new, that's a new house by definition. A cheder is a bayit.
just rebuilds the exact same house.
No. It's a very beautiful new house, but it doesn't include any new rooms. They have lousy kind of bricks in the Sharon. The soil was not really good enough, wasn't enough clay to make proper. Basically, it would last for about 7 years, get washed away, you know. And then inevitably, the wolves would come and would say, we're going to huff and puff and blow your house down. And sure enough, even though it was made out of Levenim, they didn't get to that part in the story. Lo ayakozer, because that's not an investment, a real investment that the person feels is going to last. Elu, but there are others who don't even come to hear the words of the Kohen. They are instantly potter. And that's Ein Zazim in the Kumon. And that's the guy who was bona by it and he moved in. He hasn't lived there yet a year. That, he was mechanech by it. Somebody was notea kerem, and he was bechal the kerem, the beginning of his fruits. Someone who was noseat arusato. Hakoneset yivimto. Over there, the Torah says beferish, naki yiyeleveto shanachat. That's something else. Ki kach yishishar chadasha, lo yitze batzava. Not only that, lo yavar alav lechol davar, naki yiyeleveto. So that means that he doesn't work as a jobnik either, and he doesn't back the workings of the engineering corps. And that is, Shanachad Leveto, that refers to the Bonebai, Yihye Leveto refers to Yez Karmo, and Vesimachet Ishto refers to Ishto. So the same categories, but after Chilu, and Asher Lakach even includes Yevimto. And this person is not maspik in my Amazon, does not go out to build the roads. Ein metak nimetad drachim. Tana rabban. V'dibru hashotrim el ha'am. So we obviously have different people talking, because we had the Dibra Kohen we had before, and now it's the shotrim. They're the ones who say, mi ha'isha she'abana bayit chadash. Now, you might think that that means that they get up there and they take over. In other words, the Kohen, Mashiach Mechama, has nothing to say at this point. And they're saying their own words. Okay, now it's our turn. The curtain rises on the shotrim. But that's not possible. Because Kishu Omer, the Yasvu HaShotrim, at the end, after they make this big announcement, they make another very uncomfortable announcement. And that's an addendum, so to speak, the Yasvu HaShotrim. So over there it says, V'yasvu HaShotrim ledaber al ha'am v'amru mi'aisha yarei v'rach alevav. Who can't take it, sneak away. We don't want you here.
Kohen doesn't say this.
No. Not only that, the sense of Yasvu HaShotrim ledaber al ha'am clearly means, and the Shotrim add their own words. So it's like not, I'm going to get up there and make an official announcement that people who can't take leave. We're saying, look, you know, if you're not a mensch, whatever your problems are, I mean, we do have, you know, special psychiatric or and so on, and you're meant to go away. But that's not part of the Kohen Moshiach Bachama's announcement. So that means that that's the only part that the Shotrim are saying on their own. Okay, but before it says V'dibru HaShotrim, so what's the meaning of V'yasvu HaShotrim? Obviously that this is an addendum made and taken to be the words of the Shotrim alone, which would mean that the Dibru HaShotrim is more that the Shotrim are the ones who are spreading to the people, sort of like a Beturgaman and a Meira to a Tana. They say over what they are instructed to say, because Amani Miakaimi Dibru HaShotrim, they say over the words of the Mashiach Bachama, HaKatuv Medaber. So as everybody sees the Mashiach Bachama being mityaetz with his core of the Chel HaChinuch, and he's giving them instructions, and now the Chel HaChinuch goes around, and this is what they say, and it's clear to everyone, those are the words of the Kohen Mashiach, and they're just now spreading it around.
They add the special one.
Then afterwards they keep talking. And it's clear, you know, we finish that. And by the way, gentlemen, anybody who really can't take it, Miyaisha Yori Varakalifav, it's clear to everybody it's a Tosefet via Swasha Trim. They're not Miyachisit to that, but they understand that those are the rules. So Haketza. And we have basically Kohen Midaber Veshoter Mashmiya. Now, we have three separate brachot that seems to be a contradiction. One brayta says the kohen is medaber, the shoter is mashmiya. Another brayta says the kohen is medaber and the kohen is mashmiya, which, by the way, the Rambam learns means a different kohen is mashmiya. Everybody else learns the Bashuk Bachoma says it and goes around making sure everybody heard it. Now it's a different kohen. And Tanya Yirach is yet a third prize. This is a shoter medaber, a shoter mashmiya. And I'd explain that. Rabbi, very simple. Okay, it's that. Look. Mi v'nigash v'ad v'dibru. So there the kohen is medaber and the kohen is mashmiya. And that was the whole first part that we said, you know, where he's telling them, you know, that Hashem is aleichim achem. That's already when they're in the ma'archei ha'milchama. That part is entirely the words of the Kohen, who has that special chashivas to build the morale and to give everybody the sense of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bitaleich bekerv b'chanecha, and that you're not like the Goyim, and don't be worried about them, lo tartzu, and so on. Nothing to be afraid of. That he speaks, and he's the one to make sure that everybody hears. Mi v'dibru ad v'yasvu. The b'dibru is the mi ha'isha shabana, mi ha'isha shenata, mi ha'isha she'eres. That he says, and the shoter is mashmiya, because over there it says v'dibru ha'shotrim. Then v'yasvu ha'shotrim, that they say on their own. So that is the shoter medaber, v'shoter mashmiya. Mi ha'isha shabana b'ayit chadash. So where do we get all this from? Tan Rabban. Asher bana, in the Allah, Asher bana, literally. How did we have the right to say that it includes Lakicha, Yerusha, Matana, and so on? So how is that included? Minayin? Talmud Lamar, Mia Isha Asher bana. We have to say Mia Isha. You can't say Mia Asher bana. Who Asher bana? Who is the person? And that person includes in which all aspects of that person. Clearly, big Marabas, as if you're in that same position. Doesn't matter how you got there. In the Alabayit, how do you know that it doesn't have to mean a place where you live? It could be even an addition of the Beit HaTem and the Beit HaBakar. Beit HaYitzim, you build a little shed onto the back of your house already. That's considered to be a new Bayit. Beit HaTzerot. Talmud Lomar, Asher Bana. Asher Bana Mikol Makom. So it's the question of, well, whether it's the Asher specifically instead of Shebana, or whether it's the order of things is sometimes that it's bana bayit instead of asher bayit bana. Oftentimes the Torah will refer to the specific. It's a very specific thing that we're referring to. Then the noun comes before the verb. Okay, no. I like the asher bana. Yoko shani marbet. So maybe this should include anything, like the cases in the Mishnah we said you're not chaser, like a pechar, an achsader, mirpeset, talmud lomar bayit. It does say bayit. So a bayit has to be at least ra'ui ledira, right? You know, you can move into the shed. You can't move out on the porch. And therefore, it has to be a bayit ha'ra'ui ledira. So afko ra'ui ledira. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I don't know where you guys get this from. It says bayit. A bayit means a bayit. It's something that you live in. And only a bayit will potter you. And then it says the difference between lo chanach, could have said, but it doesn't. It says chincho. Chincho, something is specific about the chinuch over here. Not just any of the above. What is that? It means it has to be his own chinuch, properly gazlan. But if he's a gazlan, then that chinuch is not an issue. Wait,
that's not understand.
But isn't that anyway, something that you would have to be chosen for? Is that Dafka Dolok Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that when it says, Mi Aisha Yorei Varacha Levav, it doesn't mean he's Yorei from the enemy. It means he's Yorei from his own affairs. So if this guy's a Gazlan, anyway he's gotta go. So what are we talking about? The problem of his house? Is Yorei Mi Averot Shabi Ado? No, not necessarily. It could be going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And it's talking about that he did Tshuva. What do you mean, the tshuva? So why is he still in the house? He paid for the house. Yoiv Domi. I sense if he paid for the house, and so now he's a buyer. So then he should go back, because he's a buyer, not a ganav. No, not true. Because kivin b'ikor b'torah gzela ateliyade. The Torah does not include a house that became yours through gzela. Doesn't matter if afterwards you pay for it. You always feel rotten about that house anyway. So that's not included in v'lo chinuchah.
He feels rotten about it because he had to pay for it eventually?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that, but not because he stole it.
You're too cynical. Just because Trudeau became prime minister doesn't mean you have to give up on everything.
Nah, long ago.
Tanarabon.
Was the first Trudeau that made me this cynical.
The first one, that's true. Doonesbury, you know. Tanarabon. Asher nata. So how do we know that it would include someone who buys the kerem, yarishakerem, tanabataminayin, tamudlamia ish ashenata? Then it says kerem. Kerem normally means a vineyard. In the ala kerem, how do you know that it includes chamisha elanei ma'achal? And even, you know, mixed minim and so on, tamudlamar, ashenata. So you might think it's enough to be four, you know, and that would be like the Beit Shar equivalent in terms of the Bayit. Or five pine trees, Tamalomar Kerem. It has to resemble the productivity and the number that's involved in an actual Kerem. So it's a chikui, so to speak, of a Kerem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, I disagree here too. It says Kerem, it means Kerem. And Kerem is Kamash Ma'o. Now, why does it say lo chilo lo? It could have said lo chilo. What's this lo chilo lo? That comes to exclude a mavrich and a markib. What? Exclude? The Mishnah says that's included. It's not a problem. There's different types of arkava. There's arkavat isur, and there's arkavat heter. So if it's arkavat isur, I mean, the Torah doesn't let you give the same thing as the equivalent of the gezela. So that's not included. What do you mean, arkavat heter? Excuse me. Explain what the case is. Why is a guy, if he already has a tree, why is he being marked another tree into that tree? I'm a little confused over here. Because if we're talking about, what's the case? Ilema yalda b'yalda. He's got a young tree that is still osir. It's within its years of orla. And now he's being marked another tree on that tree. So first of all, what's the point? If the original tree was a yalda, so then it would be velochinachol, by definition. That's what velochinachol means. It's too young to be mechana. He couldn't eat the pears yet. So then he would be chaser from the milchama because of the original tree. What's he adding with this new tree that's got new branches coming out of it? So what? So typically the bama adam mishum yalda rishona. Ella, what are we talking about? An older tree, which is already 5 years old, 6 years old, and it's past its Orla Netar Avoi. And now he adds a brand new branch, a Yalda Bizekena, that's of course entirely Eter. The problem is that that's not considered to be a new tree. Because the Omer of the Abo, a Yalda that you went ahead and were marked onto Zekena, it doesn't have a din of Orla. Because the batla yalda b'zekena, it's viewed as another branch of the original tree. Ve'in badin orla. So how could the Torah say v'lo chinocho? There is no chinocho. There's no orla. There's no netar avoi. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu, no, I'll tell you what the case is. Very simple. It is a case of a yalda b'yalda, but I'll tell you what's going on. The first trees wouldn't have bothered him. Why? Because the first trees were planted for, let's say, to make a fence between him and a neighbor. He had no intention of planting to eat. The fruit fall down. He didn't care about it. It's a beautiful tree as a fence, which people do all the time. Or maybe he planted it, likorot. You know, he sells olive wood. Okay, so this is how he planted lechatchila, not al shem achila. Titzan, hanotea l'siag l'korot patur min orla. Now that he's taking this new branch, it's considered to be a new planting, and that part now becomes chayef, so therefore now he has to be mechalal it. But I don't understand. So a yalda in Ezekena, we said, is batel to the original tree. But if it's yalda b'yalda, then why isn't it batel? I don't understand. It should be the same thing. If you're saying that the original tree is definitive of the halacha of Orla, so fine, if it's butter from Orla because it's old, or it's butter from Orla because it's a fence, whatever the reason is. But you said that I can be mavato, the new branch, in the din of the original tree. So what's the difference whether that din is defined by its age or that din was defined by its purpose? I don't get it. So why is it that Yalda B'Yalda over there, we don't say that it's batal to the fence and it should be batal? I'll tell you why. It's very simple. You cannot change despite all the advertisements. Age is just a matter of how you look at it, right? Attitude.
Frame of mind.
Frame of mind. Yeah, that's good. Frame of mind. I'm too old to remember what they said.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Richie would love it.
Yeah.
Frame of mind. But that's not true. Age is a function of creaky years. And therefore, it doesn't help to change your mind and say, okay, you are no longer old. I look at you as all young again. You're not going to be chayav an orla. And therefore, the din is not defined by the things now that you're doing, because that original tree can't change its spots. Those are age spots, and they don't change. So, imin lachala, if you change your mind about it, you can't change your mind. Lo batman, you can't change it and say, no, it's no longer old. But over here, when it's a fence, if you change your mind and you decide you want to start using it, for fruit, it is bat mahadiri. Because a tree is a tree is a tree. Mikarlo pirakaima. You were oiker the din of orla by saying, I don't want to use it. Fine. But it's the same thing. Let's say a tree grows in Brooklyn. So how did it grow? It must have been ola mealeim, right? So it grew on its own. Ola mealeim is saying, if it grew by itself, why would it be chayav in orla? It should be at least, you know, the same as a fence, no? Because somebody decided that he wants to use it as a tree to eat from. So the same thing is true. If olam alem chayav in orla. But why do we need all these crazy cases? Why can't we just say very simply, two people own this kerem. So one guy owns the original tree, which is a yalda, and he would be chayzer from the Nuchama. Now he sells the right to another guy to plant through adding these harkavot. So now the second guy becomes potter from the war. I mean, it's not a much simpler solution. So look with the kerem shel shnei shutvim, where each one, the high order adidei, the high order adidei, omer of papa, because this proves that indeed a kerem owned by shnei shutvim, you're not choizrin from archei Nuchama. What? So how can we say later that if you have five brothers and one of them dies in the war, leaving a wife without children, that all of the four survivors are chosen because they all are considered to be in a matzav of Shomer Yavam? So they're potter mi'eretz isha. So how come over there we say it goes across everybody, and over here we don't say it goes to everybody? Because atam kochad v'chad karina be'ishto. Because over there, one of them is a full wife to that one. And each one of them has that possibility, and each one has that sense of responsibility. But over here, you're not going to be able to change the reality that what is not fully mine is fully mine. I'm a shutav. So therefore, lo karina be'karmo. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. רב נחמן בר יצחק says, looks very simple. Could be talking about somebody who is mavrich an ilan in a yarek. So he uses a pumpkin as a base for an ilan. And it's going according to Mandei Amar, who holds, the Tanya, a mavrich ilan ben yarek, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is matir Mishum Reb Yudah ben Gamli Ish Kvar Akva at a Kabbalah that's not considered to be our Kovatz Isser, and therefore it's not a problem of Isser, and Mabeli you would be Chayzer. You're not Chayzer for pumpkins unless it's Halloween, but normally if you have the tree that is planted in the pumpkin, then you would be Chayzer for that tree. The Chachomim Otsrim, Seinochinami, according to Chachomim, would be in the Tiyas Isser, and we already said that's not included. He said, I don't understand what all of this agonizing is about. Did we not already find the Tana that argued about everything else? I mean, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Didn't Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov say, a kerem means a kerem, a bayit means a bayit? So he would say the same thing. A nata means nata, and therefore it's nata kamashmo, noteain, and there's no point of somebody was mafricho markiv. Anyway, I don't care if it's Isser or Heter. And therefore, you guys are looking for all types of explanations that are irrelevant because obviously it's going over here according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov, but he's not much of the Avrocha to be included in it yet. Now we have a list of the Ma'amorim that Rav Dimi quoted Rav Yochanan, who had a Kabbalah from Shem Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. So we list many dinim, even though they're not nogeah directly our sugya. Here we are concentrating all of those things that were a Kabbalah from Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov that we heard third hand from Rav Dimi, who was quoting Rav Yochanan. So we bring it up over here. Why? Because a Yalda Bechuta Mitefach, if you have a dwarf Kerem, so it is Chayevet Barla Koshnota. It doesn't matter how old it is. Because a dwarf tree, people don't realize is a dwarf tree. They think it's a young tree. Which is very often what happens to, you know, the Raya Munchkins and the Wizard of Oz. Those aren't kids, you know, but everybody means mityachis to them, like kids. So therefore, the same thing is true that the Kerem, a munchkin Kerem, is in fact, yeah, is going to be always Orla, even if it's 20 years old, because it looks like it's Orla, and therefore the Rabbanan were geyser to treat it with Orla. The mitchazik kapat shata, it looks like it's only a year old. This is only minimum shear of Kerem. The minimum shear of Kerem, as we saw before in the picture on Amud Aleph, two, and then one in the middle. That's an absolute minimum. So that's five trees. Normally a Kerem is referred to as rows of trees. Here we've got sort of a row that's really only two, but we're sort of mitzarif the one with the others. Then people don't know what they're looking at when they see these little trees. They think they're just a young tree that someone planted. But if you have a full vineyard that is a dwarf vineyard, that's already that you put that on the label of the wine, you know. And that's a kol. And therefore there's no chashash. Another maimer that we're quoting third hand is that a mate is tofes arba amot kriyat shema. Tichtiv lo eg l'rash cheref oseyu. In the same way that you can't be standing by a mate and do a mitzvah because you're laughing at the mate who can't do the mitzvah, the entire arba amot, where the mate is tofes that halacha. You have to treat it as if you're next to him. We have the same idea, and these are issues of what things look like. So if you have an adopted daughter, which is your new wife's daughter, and she is now growing up in a family with your children, who are boys, so now she grows up with these brothers, now she wants to get married to the brothers, which is very common. I mean, we're living together, so we know each other perfectly, you know. You're not allowed to marry them. Why? Because people think that she's their sister. But this is not true. We don't pass on like that.
Lord, same mother?
No relationship at all.
No mother.
No connection. Somebody
boys
marries
from one marriage,
another woman who had a daughter from the first marriage.
Step-brother.
Completely stepbrother. Yeah. Yeah. No connection. So over there, since people talk about this, Kala Itle Lamilta. So everybody knows it's like a famous thing that, you know, he married and this from another. It's not the kind of thing that people are going to get confused. I told you I have this in my family. It was very bold. We always knew that they were from two, you know.
It's a sugya and Sanhedrin. No, it's the opening page or something.
So, okay. We don't paskin like this. We omer of Yitzhak, omer of Yochan, Meshum Eliezer ben Yaakov. Leket shikha upeya sha'asa'an begoren. Another thing that looks bad is that if you've got an oni who got collected so much leket shikha upeya, all of it, of course, is potter from taking off trumas and maisers, but he treats it as if he grew it, you know, and he puts it in a big pile as if he's a real farmer. Okay, it's psychologically very beautiful. But that's koveyat min rabbanan lemaiser, because people are going to think that, oh, he must have grown this himself, no? Omar, well, yeah, that's only true if he's got a field. I mean, believe me, if he puts up a pile in Manhattan, nobody thinks that he grew it up on the roof. And therefore, Pierre Caliente, everybody knows that this is like a chicopea and that he's been collecting. You know, he's been walking around and about, he spent 6 months gathering little piece here, little piece there. The fact that he puts it together and makes it look nice for himself, certainly nobody's going to think it's high in Meister. And if he eats it without taking drinks of Meister, they're going to say something about it.
Even if it's in Brooklyn?
You're right. I didn't think of that. That's right. Another thing that has to do with how things look is a little tiny tree that's now not yet past its early age, and it's not even a tefach tall, is not considered to be a vineyard to aser zroim that you planted in it. Because these are things, Rashi holds that the reason is that the mandiyomer over here is going according to the shita that you're really only chayev in kolay zroim for those type of things that have massive branching. So canavus, luv, and so on. But just little plants that go straight up, it's not considered to be mixed with the Karen Bechlo, except Minerabanan, we asked it all Zroim. So since other Zroim are only us at Minerabanan, we're in Mach, we're some of it. It doesn't even look like a Karen. It's a couple of little, you know, little saplings. They didn't ask it. However, this is also an example we saw before of minimal shear kara. But if you really have an entire karam like this, so then it has that chashivas of being a nanas karam, so to speak, or a new growing karam, and that already has a chashivas. And therefore, kulei karam would in fact be makdish. We'll have some more ma'amorim third hand from the same mandiyomrim tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. V'atem yatem kein mitalech bekerav machana. What's that? Mitalech kol kach loma. The entire thing is kol kach loma. Already. Mipnei shashem v'chol kinuyav v'amunachim ba'aron. V'cheinu omer v'yishlach otam Moshe elef l'matel atzava otam et Pinchas. Who are these people? Otam is Sanhedrin. Pinchas is Meshuch Mechoma. Klei HaKodesh. What are Klei HaKodesh? The Aaron v'luchot shebo. V'chatzotzrot ha-truha. Elu ha-shofarot. Tana. Lo l'chinam alak Pinchas v'milchama. Eli parad din avim o shnem rav amidyanim mochrot al Mitzrayim. Remember the Pinchas bin Yosefat? I thought it says al azrav and Aaron l'kach lo mibnot putiel lo li'isha. I'm assuming that my love Diatimitro, she became agalim lavodat kochavim. No. It means just what it says. Be yosef. She be paid be yitzro. Valo shvatim mevazim oto. Reita ben putize. Ben she became avim agalim lavodat kochavim. Al chutzpah. Yarog nasim Yisrael. Okay, fine. It means both. So if Avuah Dimeh was from Yosef, then Imeh Dimeh was from Yitro. If Imeh Dimeh was from Yitro, then Avuah Dimeh was from Yosef, then Avuah Dimeh was from Yitro. Dekanami, tichtiv mi bnot putiel, trei mashma, shma mina. V'divru ha-shoterim el ha'am le'mor, mi ha'ish asher bana bayit chadash v'lo chin al-chol, yelech v'yashuv l'beitov. By the way, this means ha'chadabon ne'bayit et bet ha'tevet, bet ha'bakar, bet ha'itzim, bet ha'tzerot, and it doesn't mean necessarily bonech, and ha'bonech, and ha'vokech, and ha'yuresh, continues. By the way, that doesn't mean exactly that. It's echad hanoteh kerem, echad hanoteh mishayin lanim ha'achal, v'afilu mi'chameshet haminim, echad hanoteh, v'echad hamavrich, v'echad hamarkiv, v'echad halokeh, v'echad hayoresh, v'echad shenitan lo matana, u'mi'ahish asher reis ishav lo. That doesn't mean literally a ma'aretz. It's a ma'aretzet ha'petulah, ma'aretzet ha'almanah, or even a shomer yom. And, as a matter of fact, if he was Shamash Shemet Achiv the Milchama, he would be Chazer Obolo at that moment. So call Elo Shomim Divrei Kohen from the Marchei Milchama, the Chazrin, and what do they do? Mesapkim Mayim Mazon, Taknim Et Adrachim. The Elo Sheinan Chazrin at all, if they were only by the Bona Pecharach, Sadr Mepeset, or if they were only Notea Arba Ilanei Mahachal instead of five, or even five Ilanot, but Ilanei Srak, or a Magzer Grushato, or an Isser that's involved, a Malaka and Gadol, Grusha Vachalot HaKohen Ediot, Mamzer Tachinal Yisrael, but Yisrael and Mamzer Natin, they were not Chazer at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afabone Bayit that already existed before, a Mechono lo haya Chazer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afabone Beit Levenim B'Sharon lo haya Chazer. Eilu Shein Zazim Imekumam. Bona Bayit Vechinucho, but he hasn't been there a year yet. Natakaram Vechilalo, Noseat Rusato, Koneset Yevim Tosh. I mean, the key, Elevetosh and Achat, Leveto means Beto. Yehye refers to Karmo. Vesimachat Ishto refers to Ishto. Ashalakach is Laviet Yevim Tosh. And these people are not Maspikim Mayim Mazon, Vein Metaknim Et Adirachim. Tanar Rabbanan. V'dibru ha-shutrim. Yachol dvorim shel atzmam. No, because then it says v'yazvu ha-shutrim. That means the dvorim shel atzmam. So then, what's the meaning of amor? Amani mekayim v'dibru ha-shutrim. Obviously, the dvorim that they hear from the Meshuach Mechamah katuv medaber. So, okay, it's that. Kohen medaber v'shoter mashmiya. Which explains the three brayta that we have. So, tanim chara kohen medaber v'shoter mashmiya. Now, for heaven's sakes, Rabbi, it's very simple. Okay, so from the v'nigash ad v'dibro, okay, that's the beautiful words about the not to be afraid and so on. That's entirely the words of God Mashuach. He's the medaber, he's the mashmiya. From v'dibro ad v'yasvu, where you have mia isha shabana and so on, that the kohen is medarben, the shoter is mashmiya, and then miyasvu miyish ayori v'rachalei vav ve'elach. That's the shoter mashmiya and medarben and the shoter mashmiya. Miyish asherbana bayitan rabbanan asherbana. In the ela asherbana, how do you know lakach yorash v'nitam u'matan ametam elam? Miyish asherbana. We're going to just say mi bana bayit. In the ela bayit, minayin l'rabot beit ha'teven beit ha'bakar beit ha'itzim beit ha'otzarotam elam asherbana b'chomokot. Yochoshani Marbeaf Abone Bechara Sad and Repressed is not Roy to live in. Tamalama Bayit. Ma Bayit Aruila Dira Afkala Ruila Dira. Rabbi Yezeb and Yaakov Omer. Bayit Kamashmao. Lochinech, Lochincho. What is that coming to be in my mind? Prat Gazlan. Wait a minute, Gazlan anyway would be closer, no? I mean, let me look for Yotze Glili. Because I'll leave it to Yotze Glili. It's Nisha, Yorei, Varaka, Levav, is Hayorei from the Averosh of Yodo. This is Gazlan. We can't have a Gazlan there. No. A few of them, Rabbi Yotze Glili. Let's talk about it, Dechuva. So why is he still on his Gedeva? He paid for it. Yoiv Dami. So Yorei, Avi, Lokeach, let him go back for the new house. No. Because Kimi to me, Korbeter is Gzela, Atil Yodei. He's not Chais. It's the way we were learning it. Yocho sheni marbe anote arba ayla neima achal chamisha ayla neisrak tamud lomar kerem, and has to share at least minimum shiur and the productivity in terms of achila. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov emer kerem means a kerem kamashmo. And then when you say lochilolo, you can say lochilolo, it's coming to be b'mayit what? Prat l'mavrich l'markiv what? And understand that we do include Markiv. Must be that there's two different dinim in Arkava. Well, explain to me, what is Arkava Teter? What? You have older and younger trees, they're the same trees. I mean, you know, Yalda, Yalda. So then anyway, typically the Bama Hadar, Mishum Yalda, Rishona, what's the point of adding more branches to the Yalda? Yalda, Yalda, Bezekina. And now you've got trees that you can be Mechal. You don't have to be Mechal, because I'm Rebbe Abo, Yalda, Shetzi, Mechal, Bezekina. It's actually Batlar, Betela, Yalda, Bezekina, Vein Badin Orla. So what's there to be Mechal? It's talking about the original Yalda, doesn't pater. Yes, I don't get it. How come when it came to Yalda Biskina, you said that the Yalda is bottomless kina? And how come it's Yalda Biyalda, it's not bottomless and it gets its own din of Orla? Because it's a big difference. How to mean Mimla Kala Allah Bat Nahadir? You're not gonna make it chayiv by saying Yayir by dub the Yalda, you know? If you say I hereby dub thee my delicious fruit tree, then bat ma'aru, because me karla perikaime midahavi olum aleim. That's not if olum aleim chayav barla. Why? Let's say it's no different than a hedge, because somebody wants it. Why don't we just say look at the character shnei shutafim? We're over there. Each one is other adidei, v'hai other adidei. Amrav Papa, you see from here very important halacha that a kerem shoshnei shutafim indeed ain't chazim alav me'archim milchama. So then, why is that any different than chamisha achim, where one of them dies leaving a shom? Now she's a shomeret yavam to four brothers, and over there they're all chazim, the kulam chazim, because atam kol chad v'chad karina be'ishto. But over here, there's no way that we could be kol chad v'chad lo karina be'karmo. Yeah, we could just talk about a Mavrich Ilan B'Yerek, and it's going according to the Shita. I tell you, Tanya, a Mavrich Ilan B'Yerek, Roshem B'Gamliel Matir, Mishom Reb Yudah Ben Gamda, Ish Kvar Akvar. In Achinami, according to Chachamim, there's no such case. The Chachamim are Yisrael. Ki Adar of Dimi, Om Reb Yochanan, what's the big problem? Why isn't it just going Aliv to Reb Lezim and Yaakov? Lo Omar Reb Lezim and Yaakov, Hatam, he said, Kerem means Kmashmo'o. Bayit means kamashmo. So fine, so then natam means kamashmo. Which means dafka no teayim, mafiham rakiv lo. Kiyata revdimi omrav yochan mushum rabbiyezer ben Yaakov. Yalda pkuta mitefa, chayevet biorla min rabbanon kosh noter, demit chazya kabat shata. But that's only if it's a minimal sheer kerem of shtayim kenge shtayim vachat yotzen zanam. Aval kulei kerem, kola itle. Kiyata revdimi omrav yochan mushum rabbiyezer ben Yaakov, another maimer, which is made to face Arbaamot the Kriyachma, Tichtiv Loi Glorash Chera Foseu. Another mime, Amr Vietron Riyachon Mishum Rebles Ben Yaakov Chorakta, who is Gidela Ben Achin of the husband, is Asur Linaseh to her stepbrothers. The Mitchaz Yakiachtai, however, that isn't true, because Kala Yitla Lamilta. Amr Vietron Riyachon Mishum Rebles Ben Yaakov Leka Chikhu Peya, Shasa An Begoren, Hukvulamasim in Rabbanan. It looks like he grew them. Oh, Maru, Armela Bisadeh, Abu Beir. Obviously, he collected them, and people know. So, Kala Itla the Bilta. The Omrev Yitzhak, Omrev Yochan, Mishum Rev Yezben Yaakov, Yalda Bechutami Tefach, is too little to be Misabechu and Didim of Kloyakaram. It's Einam Akadeshit Tazroim. The Animil Shtaim Geneget Shtaim, Vachat Yotza Zanav. Avakule Kerem Magdish.